and it would be stale meat, and mm-hmm. it's rotten. Mm-hmm. You'd call that rotten. You know, you take some meat and it'd be rotten. Mm-hmm. Some meat, you go to a store, all right, you look at it, you see a light green mold come on it. Mm-hmm. Well, it's stale, you couldn't use it.
Or if it's just completely bad, you'd say that it's...
It's rotten. See, that's rotten. See, it's in a way of rotting and what smelling.
Uh-huh. What about butter that you'd kept too long?
Well, butter would get stale and turn kind of bluish green, like blue.
Uh-huh.
That's old butter. Stale.
Uh-huh. What do you call thick sour milk?
Thick sour milk, well, that would be... All right, your milk's there. 10 cows. Now, you know you can't use all the milk out of 10 cows. You have crocks, big crocks. Put that milk in crock and you set it up on the shelf. Now you want to set up on the shelf for a day or like it's cold, sometimes it'll take 2 days. You let the cream come on and take your cream off mm-hmm. and skim and put in some milk. Well, you got nothing then but a clabber, thick clabber milk. Mm-hmm. That's clabber.
Is there anything you can make from that?
How you say that?
That you can make from the clabber.
Can make with clabber?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can make cheese.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cheese?
You can make cheese, hoop cheese, just like this you buy in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make, take cream, you can eat it.
Mm-hmm.
You can take, put a little cream in it then and stir it up.
Mm-hmm.
Crumble cornbread in it, you got a good eat. I wish I had some.
uh-huh. What's the first thing you do after milking? You have to
strain your milk.
Uh-huh. This is something that's like a fruit pie, only it's got several layers of fruit and dough in it.
How's that?
Something like a fruit pie, maybe made out of apples, and you put down some dough and then some more apples and some more dough.
Mm-hmm.
You'd call that a...
I knew it was a cook.
Uh-huh. If you ever hear apple cobbler or...
Mm-hmm. Apple pie.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it be an apple pie?
Have you ever heard of apple slump or apple cobbler or deep apple
pie? I've heard of apple cobbler, but not apple slump.
Uh-huh. And what would you call them, milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you could pour over pie?
Well, milk or cream.
Uh-huh. Made sweet.
Just take milk and cream and sweeten it and pour it over pie.
Uh-huh.
Well, I call it sweet milk made for that purpose. You know, sometimes you take things and make something out of it. It wouldn't have no name, but you'd make, you know what you want to make.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just like you say, you pour that sweet milk over it. You made that just to pour over it.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have any name, only a sweet milk, but you sweeten it, the milk.
Mm-hmm. And if someone had a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
food.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals, you would call a...
Lunch.
Okay. And after you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
What? How you say?
With the meat from its head when you kill a hog.
When it's hot, you mean?
No. When you kill a hog,
uh-huh.
What can you make with the meat from its head?
With his head?
Uh-huh.
Hog head salad.
Okay.
I like that.
Have you ever heard of scrapple or pawn hoss?
Crackling?
Scrapple or cripple or pawn hoss?
No.
Something. What about something made out of the liver, like cooking and grinding the liver?
Well, only thing I know about a liver now, when you kill a hog, you fry that liver, I know I can eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's good, but grind it up. I never see the liver ground up.
Uh-huh. What about something that's made out of the blood? Have you ever heard of that?
Well, yeah, I've heard of blood pie, but I never did eat.
Uh-huh.
That.